This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
File.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here, and everybody should remember this. The globalists, their pedophile rings, their satanic networks, how they operate, how they control people, how they get people inducted into evil so they know they'll carry out whatever they're told, that's all falling apart. That's why they're throwing race war at us and mask and all the rest of it, trying to tear society apart, trying to bring in a depression where they can reset the global economy for all the fraud they've created and blame it on COVID. It's not COVID causing the worldwide starvation or the worldwide collapse. It's the hoax these criminals launched. And look, emblematically, all of their evil crones are rotting and dying, like Ginsburg and the rest of them, and Nadler stumbling around gaslighting everybody. So don't think they're all powerful. Learn to say no to them. That's some good news coming up at the start of the next segment, but here is the head of the UN's Global Response Unit that then, right down to Texas, right down to California, we follow the orders of. And now that's why they're saying, you got to wear a mask in your house. We got to take your kids away. Here it is.
And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Right after he said that, Lightfoot of Chicago, Newsom of California, all of them came out and said the exact same thing. They admit they follow the UN orders directly. That itself is revolutionary corruption. Patrick, what do you think? How should we respond to this level of tyranny?
Well, you know what, Alex? If you study Aleister Crowley, Aleister Crowley was the most influential person of the 20th century, and Aleister Crowley's influence can be felt in everything. And his magic rituals, which now form, you know, so much of our government policy and our media and our institutions, because these people infiltrated and subverted everything, it all has to do with children. And that's what we're seeing with Child Protective Services. They want to use coronavirus as a pretext to take people's kids away and then do God knows what with them. And we know what they do with these children. With the ceremonies, and we know what was going on down in Epstein Island. Now, you were right. They are not invincible. This is a modern kind of takeover and subversion attempt. They're not the establishment. Calling them the establishment gives them too much credit. They're criminals. They're rogue, sicko criminals who have taken over in recent decades. Now, if you look at the nexus of power of this, which revolves around, frankly, some Mossad families, including Maxwell family, Bronfman family, their good friends who they've partnered with, and these hanger-ons like Alan Dershowitz, who provides the legal expertise, and Jeffrey Epstein, who was running this blackmail operation down on Pedophile Island with the Satanic Temple there and the owl statue and all the videotaping. And, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, she really is royalty in this world. So, you know, now that this kind of stuff is collapsing, we're beginning to see how fragile it is. If there's an economic reset, if these people somehow lose their money, it's all over. I mean, they have been hoodwinking us with Hollywood and the media for a few decades, but they're not invincible. The willpower of the people is stronger than them, and the normie class that they have created, the hysterical, emotional people who watch Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres and think that they don't have to improve themselves because Oprah empowers them, okay, those people are not going to have power anymore in our new society because real, smart, competent men are going to lead.
Well, let me tell you, you're always powerful, but you're really fired up right now, and I'm loving it, and I'm seeing the great articles you're writing daily over at nationalfile.com. We're going to break here in about 30 seconds. I want to come back, and I want to get into the latest on Ghislaine Maxwell, but I want to hit what's happening with the mask rebellion. It's really a symbol of the slaves, just like the hijab or the burqa is, and where you see that fight going. And, of course, we'll play the clip of the lady attacking the family at a picnic table, not wearing their hijabs while they eat. She should move to Saudi Arabia. She'd love it. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with Band.Video. Band.Video. See David Icke's new film there for free.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off. You name it, is here with us breaking down the big picture, integrating this in with them activating the race riots through Soros, activating the COVID lockdown, saying that their communists are allowed to march and attack and be violent, but you're not allowed to have peaceful pro-police rallies. Clearly, it's an overthrow of the country, but now we have Atlantic Monthly, the CFR, and others saying, we're doing this to overthrow Trump. You better leave office or we'll burn America down. They actually said that this weekend at Atlantic Monthly. It's worked in so many other countries. It just worked 6 years ago in Ukraine. That's why they're so arrogant. Then they go attack the courthouse. The media covers it up and says they're peaceful. But I don't think it's working. What's the big picture? What do you expect them to pull next with 98 days out?
Well, Alex, I know everybody likes to be politically correct, but you have to understand how racial Maoism and racial communism works, which is they are, in fact, targeting white people, demonizing white people. They're explicitly saying that. The Republican Party will not respond to this, even though the majority of the people who vote for the Republican Party, who elect them to office, are the white Christian evangelical middle class. And so those people are getting frustrated. Young people are getting frustrated when they see themselves demonized every day on ESPN by their sports stars, by these guys who are kneeling for the national anthem, and they're being treated like heroes. And meanwhile, they're burdened with debt. They can't get a job because all the corporations are woke. And this stupid scamdemic has shut down the small business economy. And now Fauci wants you to wear a disgusting face diaper on your face and breathe in your carbon dioxide. So people are beginning to lose hope. Millennials only own 3% of the wealth in this country. Plus, they have debt, and they have a very bleak future with globalist mass migration. And so there needs to be people, leaders, reaching out to them and making them feel like it's not hopeless. We're going to rally behind Western civilization. And it's not a racial thing with us, but you know what? It's a racial thing with the other side. They hate white people, but they're going to come for black people next because it's replacement migration. They're going to come for legal Hispanics next. They're going to keep continuously replacing people and genociding people because they want the entire slave class to be kind of this mongrel race that doesn't compete with them and doesn't even live in the same universe as them.
Well, that's right.
That's their sick plan.
A group that doesn't have any culture that's been overwritten. They use the third world, enslave them, break them down on record. Then they open the borders, flood us with the third world, filling them full of race-based hate, while they tell us to stand down because we're inherently bad, and the corporations conquer all of us, take all of our rights, and then carry out the extermination using super bioweapons they've already got geared up. This, as Gates said on national TV on Colbert, he said, oh, this is just a drill. The real one's coming. Terrorists are going to release it. And he started smiling and laughing. When he was on national Japanese television, they said, are you depopulating? He said, listen, We got different vaccines for different countries and groups. Don't worry. The poor people really need this. We need to make sure there's not overpopulation. He says it. He doesn't even hide it. And it's crazy. I don't want to be flooded with a bunch of brainwashed people from, you know, Africa or wherever that want to kill me. Okay? At the same time, I don't want to murder all of them. I mean, that's what's... And then you study Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and the Rockefellers, and they're all crazy, evil people, way worse than the most crazed African. So, I mean, what I'm saying is it's like... It's a nightmare scenario with these people.
Absolutely right. And this all ties in. I mean, everything is related over the last few decades. Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew was a top-ranking official in Hillary Clinton's State Department overseeing the Middle East, specifically overseeing Libya. During the time of Benghazi. Now, Sarah Bronfman, who is part of running the Nexium cult, okay, Bronfman's and Maxwell's have been partners traditionally over the years, both very closely linked to the Mossad. Sarah Bronfman was working on, you know, agitating on behalf of the rebels and using the rebels, which became ISIS, as their own personal fighting force. So they were destabilizing that region. Bush was in on it. Cheney was in on it. Both parties, Rove, Obama, McCain, these are sick people, and there's no difference between any one of them. This is a sick agenda that has been put forth in recent decades, and it's up to people like us to finally free people's minds and wake people up. And, you know, you're one of my heroes, Alex. I've been listening to you since high school. People are waking up. I think probably even the majority of the people now get it. They really get it.
What do you make of Trump? Because I did research on Trump. Obviously, I was covering Epstein 15 years ago, covering the pedophile stuff, you know, before that. You know, not just once he got indicted and all the rest. I was aware of these operations. I knew that he was there to corrupt scientists and was just an operative in it. So I wouldn't support Trump. He was really connected. He never got on the plane. He didn't, you know, he had his golf club. He came to that, came to events. They knew each other. He knew Ghislaine. Why would he say in that press conference, "Oh, I wish her well"? I think he means he hopes she doesn't die in custody so we find out what's happening. Let's go ahead and play that clip and get what you think.
And so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. Do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach.
Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of sex trafficking underage girls for the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, charges she denies and intends to fight. The president is among several well-known people linked to the pair. The intent of this briefing was to provide an update on what Donald Trump repeatedly...
So why would Trump, who's called Epstein degenerate and a horrible person, who in 2015... you know, told Bloomberg that it was a horrible, degenerate things happening at the island. They were horrible people. Why would he then make that statement, Patrick Howley?
Because he wants her to talk. And, you know, you've also got Keith Raniere out there. Here's another thing to keep in mind. Keith Raniere of the Nexium cult, who, like Epstein, was another outsider
connected
brought
to the Bronfman
nexus. Connected to the Bronfmans, and his sentencing has been indefinitely postponed. So we want him to talk, too. We want to keep him safe. We want to keep these people safe. Look, I've been an insider.
Well, that's exactly what I thought Trump was doing. He's letting her know, hey, we wish her well. You better tell us.
Well, that's right, Alex. I worked for Steve Bannon in 2015, 2016. I've been an insider on a lot of this stuff. And here's what happened. All right, early 2015, I wrote an article with these documents talking about how Epstein pleaded the fifth when he was asked about his friendship with Bill Clinton. Immediately after that, Donald Trump went to CPAC, did an interview with Sean Hannity where he said, Bill Clinton's got an Epstein problem. He was fanning the flames of this Epstein stuff the entire time. And you know what? He was an informant the first time they busted Epstein for pedophilia. Epstein gets out of jail. He gets a little country club sentence. George Stephanopoulos is still hanging out with him. Katie Couric is hanging out with him. Woody Allen, all these big people, okay? But Trump was the informant who tried to bring him down, okay? So it's no coincidence that all this is happening.
And as soon as he got indicted, Trump threw him out of the club.
Absolutely right. He's been on to Epstein.
And we're not just defending Trump. We're defending the truth. Trump from day one has not been part of this, but he has big public parties in his club. Of course he's known Epstein.
Trump's old money, and he's a patriot, and he is part of the industrial class that built this country. He doesn't want subversives. He
and
doesn't
by the way,
want
exactly. I'm going to do one more segment and explain this, because you do know a lot of the inside baseball, and I concur with you, but Trump isn't going to a Russian hotel to get pissed on. He's actually a germaphobe and doesn't like that kind of stuff. He doesn't like little girls. He likes big bombshell women that are intimidating. That's his what he's well known for. He's a powerful man. He's not, I mean, look at the women he's with, big bombshells. The point is that these creepy globalists like women that look like little kids, that's who they are, and they want little kids because they want power over them because they're creepy sickos. So it's not about defending Trump. The media's attempts to tie him to Epstein are a smokescreen from the Clintons and the rest of it. Patrick?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And Trump is a religious man. He's a Christian. And I think he's had a big awakening late in life. He wants to stop these people. He knows what Satanism is just as well as anybody else. He wants to stop these people. And it's going to be up to citizen journalists on the outside to help him, to give him the justification that he needs. We are going into a very, very tough election. But you know what? The chessboard is getting very complicated. Trump has a lot of cards. He's got a lot of cards, and he's playing those cards. I can tell you that.
That was my next question. One more segment before the Google whistleblower with all his breaking news. A lot of pieces are moving on the board right now. What are our aces in the holes? What do we expect to happen with 98 days? I hope Trump doesn't hold his powder too long. He needs to start, I think, unloading those cards now. He needs to hit them now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, we've got our new toothpaste, over a year in the making. Activated charcoal, highest quality with essential oils and more to safely clean and purify your teeth. It will blow you away. We have the toothpaste and we have the new mouthwash available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also go directly to drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. My dad has launched a company. He's launched a website. It's got 9 different products on it right now on so many fronts. Just go check out the website. That's drjonesnaturals.com. DrJonesNatural.com, Primal Youth, Rocket Rest, Cabochil, the list goes on and on. Really, really proud of this. He did this all on his own with other folks, and we're fully backing it and helps support us and helps us diversify our support network. So I hope you check it out or find all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, we have storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. That is going to end on Friday. Biggest sale of the year so far. A lot of things are about to sell out, like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So be sure and take action on that. All right, Patrick Howley, speaking of Trump's ammo, what he's got in his quiver of arrows here, and what you expect him to do, I think he should start firing almost everything now, early. The enemy's doing that because they know they're behind. And I believe they know they're desperate. They know they're in trouble. And so they're trying to overthrow him. They're trying to kill him. They're saying they're going to use the military to take him out. I think waiting is not smart. I think he should decisively destroy them right now.
Absolutely 100% correct. Look at the paradigm that we have now, which is pretty amazing. You've got Harvey Weinstein is in jail. You've got Keith Raniere, who is in jail. You've got Ghislaine Maxwell, who's in jail. We had Jeffrey Epstein. We didn't see it coming that they were going to kill him. He didn't kill himself, that's for sure. And you know what? But we've got these NXIVM people who are still out there. We've got tons of NXIVM witnesses. We have a lot of different people who can talk, and we're unraveling this network. And so it's basically an Agatha Christie novel right now where who's going to flip on who? These people all know each other. They all know what they've been up to. We all know what they've been up to. And so it's an amazing opportunity right now to really shift the balance of power in the whole world, because these people haven't been in power for very long. As I said before, Trump is old money. He's an industrialist. He doesn't like seeing his country get ruined and subverted by these criminals who just went on a criminal spree.
Everything Trump does is about service economy, which is a human economy. He's pro-human.
That's right. He's a humanist. Absolutely right. And we're going into a very sinister technocracy if these evil people, if these Satanists are allowed to stay in control. We don't want that. And so, you know, we're in a great situation right now where we have these people where we want them, and we don't want them to get killed. We want Ghislaine Maxwell to be alive. We want Keith Raniere to be alive. There's a reason why Keith Raniere's sentencing has been indefinitely postponed. There's a reason why they're pressuring Claire Bronfman, Sarah Bronfman.
And notice how they criticized Trump when he went to that church and said it was the worst thing ever. No, he needs to fully embrace Christ and God, and he will absolutely win, and the country will save itself. So they always attack what is most effective. Trump needs to, whatever they're attacking, he needs to do that.
Yes, absolutely right. Now, you mentioned the mask being similar to the burqa, and you have to understand that these globalists use Islam. They manipulate Islam. They went over there, and they had our troops, our heroes, who we admire and we respect, and They turned them against our own interests, and they had them funding and arming and training the jihadist groups and building the ISIS network that now threatens us all over the globe, because they wanted ISIS to be their private fighting force, and they gave ISIS management of the Syrian oil wells. Okay, there was never any nationalization of the oil wells during Bush and Cheney in that region. So ISIS got the oil wells. They were making a tremendous amount of money. They kept it all off the books. When Ambassador Stevens, you know, was going to blow the whistle on what was going on with the gun running, all of a sudden Hillary Clinton posts his itinerary on her non-secure private server, and then, oh well, some of our jihadist friends got them. I guess you know, it was spontaneous reaction to a YouTube video. Well, who was overseeing Libya at the time? Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew within Hillary Clinton's State Department, and Sarah Bronfman and the Bronfman family. All of these people are connected. Everything horrible that has happened in the last 20 years or so is all connected to these people, and now a lot of them are in jail.
And there's also a civil war inside Israel. And I'm not saying Netanyahu's perfect, but clearly the Rothschilds own and run The Economist. They hate Netanyahu worse than they hate Trump. Well, what's the split there?
Well, you know, Netanyahu supports Trump, and, you know, it's, you know, there will be people who say, if you point out the Mossad connections to these people, that's somehow anti-Semitic, and we have to get out of that. It's not anti-Semitic. I'm an Irish guy. You think I'm going around saying I'm offended if people criticize John Brennan or James Comey? The intel agencies don't even represent the countries that they're affiliated with anymore.
Yeah, they're their own mafias. Well, that's why I was asking the question, not even to defend Israel. Israel's just a group like the U.S., a bunch of factions. What I'm saying is it was Olmert and other Israeli prime ministers that were there secretly visiting Epstein, obviously running him. So I was just pointing out there's different factions over there, and I wanted to get your take on this particular faction, because Bill Gates, we know, is in this faction and was using these networks, and he was, you know, controlling Epstein to a great extent to blackmail people and get the scientific elites corrupted.
Well, you know, it's not about ethnicity. It really is
about
a group of people who... Yeah, but it's a group of people who believe they're descended from the Nephilim bloodlines, from the fallen angels. Regardless of whether or not there's any truth to this, this is the network that's been built. And you have all kinds of different people.
Now you're getting at it. This is Merovingian cult that they are the God creatures. Explain this.
And some of them actually think that they are reincarnated Egyptian gods. You see all this Egyptian symbology. If you look at what Jay-Z, Beyonce is now doing, this new video, Black is King. All of this is occultism. It's tied to Freemasonry. It's tied to the Illuminati. But it all operates sort of together. There are different covens. There are different orders of this. But they
were. By the way, that's in all of the WikiLeaks. This is real stuff about, oh, we need to do a ritual, an Aleister Crowley ritual right now. I'm sick. I mean, these people are really a joke.
Yep, and you see the black and white Masonic tiles in every single music video. This is real stuff. Now, regardless of whether or not you believe in the supernatural aspect of Lucifer himself, and you know what? It would make a lot of sense if there was an archangel manipulating all of the minds of these people. Regardless, they believe that they're serving him. That's what the child sacrifice is about. That's what all their symbology is about, and it's all about subverting the Bible. They're not atheists. If they were atheists, they wouldn't care about the Bible. They spend their whole lives like Madonna, mocking the Bible, mocking Christians.
It's all classic black magic rituals. In closing, you've been a journalist for a long time. When in your research did you get to the bottom of the rabbit hole at being good versus evil?
Well, I probably started figuring this out about 5 years ago, and you know what? Donald Trump was instrumental in helping me get there. I don't want to pretend like I'm really good friends with him, but he, as I said, he was an informant against Epstein. He's somebody who knows what the power structure is, and he wants to take this stuff down. And there are a lot of good people who want to take this stuff down, but ultimately it's up to citizen journalists, truth tellers on the outside to use as much power as we can in order to get these people, because there's still a ton of corruption inside the government.
That's right, and it's good to see that Trump's getting control of Q again. For a while, it was taken away by the bad guys. Someday I'll expose the whole thing in a good way. Patrick Howley, Howley reporter on Twitter. Great job, amazing. Over there at Nashville Falls, say hi to Tom Papert for me. I'm going to get you back very, very soon. Coming up, the Google whistleblower. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
The good news is Walmart, Home Depot now say they don't have to wear masks. So people are getting pissed and resisting it. Good news, that's on Infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Was one of the biggest Google whistleblowers so far to go public. He committed horrible thought crime when he said that they were had a political bias. He said the sky again was blue and the fish swim in the ocean. ThinkDifferentAgain.art and Revelations.live. And he's launched a new social network. Deep Revelations is the first independent social network to use the advanced machine learning to compete on even technology terms with the big players. So a lot of exciting things going on out there. And they were supposedly today going to have the big tech leaders, the guys that run our lives, Sundar Pichai, Tim Cook, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, they were going to be meeting in D.C. And I told my crew, I said, man, we're not going. They're going to cancel it a couple times to throw off anybody trying to go cover it. And then I said, I bet one of them shows up, but because they all coordinate. But I bet that the others are all virtual because they hate it when I go up there and confront them and others do. That's why they also want this whole virtual system so you're locked down and can't even leave your house. So they can be up on their Mount Olympus, their Elysium fields, and we're just down here little slaves. And they're all globalists. They all have Chinese slave labor. They all help the Chinese death camps. But the two worst ones are Sundar Pichai, who's a puppet of the former head of Alphabet, Schmidt. And then, of course, you've got Tim Cook up there, who's just an absolute monster. But these individuals, again, have set up monopoly trust. They're working in coordination, and they're helping China run death camps. So if you ever wonder what they'll do to you if they have their way, anything. These people are completely selfish, completely out of control. So Greg joins us. He is an experienced software engineer and founder of Think Different Again, a dramatic new startup in the social media space. Greg has made headlines, again, in 2019 with a senior software engineer at Google who had been placed on administrative leave for 24 hours after publicly suggesting the company is politically biased. This is not even allowed to have speech. Greg Coppola went on to expose Google's dishonest methods and practices among them, which are political bias, boosting and de-boosting search results from specific websites, perjury of Google CEO Sundar Pichai to Congress, and other questionable company processes. So he joins us now. Thanks for coming on. What do you want to tackle first?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, so basically, I've been working on a startup for almost a year now. So that's really what I'm focused on, I guess, is the future. I thought very deeply about the problem. I mean, I think it's important to have an ensemble of approaches, public and private. I think we need a fair environment to compete, similar to how, say, basketball teams are provided a fair environment to compete by the NBA, but they're not told how to play by the NBA. For example, Michael Jordan is someone that Joe Rogan holds up as this, real intense genius who was able to transcend what was previously possible. And play basketball better than anyone really had. And that comes from his own internal passion. That can't be regulated. But what they do need to do, like in basketball, is make sure nobody's showing up with a bat and just breaking kneecaps before the game. That's destructive competitiveness rather than constructive competitiveness. But I think, so I've really been focusing on what can we do from the private sector, what can we do from a technological perspective, because that's the most thing that's under my control. And I think there's a lot of optimism. Like I said, I just launched my first social network. It's kind of like an advanced version of Reddit. It's like Reddit driven by deep learning. There's no one really on it yet, but it's all set up and ready to go. These deep learning algorithms, it's like once you start putting the data in there, that's when they start to go.
Got it. So it's Field of Dreams. People come, it'll be there, it'll manifest. People should do that. I know I'm going to try to get involved. But pulling back since you were here with us last year, obviously, Google, now everybody knows, is controlling things. Big tech is openly doing it. Twitter is openly doing it. They're openly meddling in the election. What do you think Congress should do? What do you think the president should do? Should they just sit back and let big tech become bigger and more powerful than the government and the country and then take over the planet and merge with the Chi-Coms?
Well, it certainly does take time to produce software. That's one thing that has to be recognized. It's the so-called minimum irreducible number of errors. You can't speed things up beyond a certain point. There's a certain amount of error that goes into tinkering. So it does take time to stand up new services. And, for a near-term emergency measures, I'm not sure, if there's a government will to do that. Maybe that would be necessary. The one thing that was struck me, I was recently reviewing Sundar Pichai's testimony to Congress, and it did sort of strike me as though it's not clear when they ask him, are you guys politically biased? Are they asking him to define what bias is, or does the government know what bias is? I mean, I know how I would define bias in terms of, the same conditions that you would run a T-test for in undergrad
exactly psychology. What you said is it's all lawyering and it's all subjective and it's all how they define things, and that's how they tell these whopper of lies. And so we need to have real definitions.
Yeah, well, normally that's, when someone's on trial, they're not being asked the meaning of the words and whether or not they've done something. They're just being asked whether or not they've done something according to fixed meanings of the words. And maybe that's one of the things right now is there's not clarity on what bias is. And if government is having a hard time defining statistical bias, then that's one more argument of why they shouldn't be doing too much other than creating a level playing field, because you know, people are just thinking a lot faster in the private sector than
in the public. Well, that's the big one is you've got the big banks behind all this, blocking startups, trying to take down Gab, trying to take us down, giving us a hate rating when I have perfect credit so we lose merchant accounts. I mean, this is stuff like the Nazis did to the Jews, taking their bank accounts away or their right to, you know, have a shop or a storefront. Is that big tech and Twitter buying up all the digital currency and all the you know, online banking systems, they're creating monopolies, and with their cancel culture, now in the third dimension, even trying to stop people's speech. I mean, this is an authoritarian combine leveraging its power, and you've got the aged lawyers who all are delusional up there on Capitol Hill who have no idea what they've just been hit by. I mean, the separation between Montezuma and the Aztecs and the conquistadors was very close compared to this giant gulf of these old stupid lawyers that have no idea that AI's taken over the whole planet and merged with the Chi-Coms.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most concrete things they could do, positive actions, would be to make sure we all have access to the same supply chains, the same computational resources, that we're not losing our .com, we're not being banned off the App Store, we're not having any of these things removed. I think we can't get into the game of, you know, like if they take our electricity away, then we have to build the electricity company. And then when it comes down to banks, you know, banking is regulated in and of itself. Like, we weren't allowed to start crypto banks because that's regulated. So then for people to get kicked off of banking systems, you know, that shouldn't be allowed, I think. But Gab is a great example, because, you know, it's like Gab has an information retrieval product, Google has an information retrieval product, but Google also has the App Store. And then one day Google told Gab, well, you're not allowed to be on the App Store. And at that time, the App Store was required for being considered professional. You know, and I think at that time, Gab was not the most advanced software. But same thing with, you know, when Larry Page started, like, he didn't write the best software himself. He just proved the concept. And then he had some of these classic all-star engineers join the team.
Well, that's it. Look, big tech doesn't just buy up thousands of competitive companies. They shut them down and block them off of their monopolies, which is un-American, dangerous, and criminal.
Yeah, and also with respect to Gab, like, I'm also releasing the source code of my social network, and my main thing is I want to teach based on this social network. I recently took Ryan Rose's Business Accelerator class, and I saw people selling all these different kind of digital products, and Kevin O'Leary says he also sees this digital America emerging. I think this is the beginning of Web 3.0, if we can push it through. And it's going to be more, my vision is more horizontal integration, smaller companies with less hierarchical depth, competing and cooperating within an ecosystem of platforms that are more fair and more distributed.
So instead of vertical integration, horizontal integration, which will create real diversity in Web 3.0. So you believe their attempted censorship is going to force the new renaissance?
Well, I think there are three technological disruptive forces that are pushing things towards smaller companies. And maybe this is one reason why there's so much anti-competitive. Maybe they acknowledge, maybe they see the writing on the wall that, like, when, you know, the mainframe...
Hold on, you're on, this is so key what you're saying. Exactly. Their old order, their old system is coming down, and all of this is an attempt to scare us and put us back into a dark age. But nothing brings in the Renaissance like an attempt to suppress it. So we're on the verge of some really incredible things if people take action. I agree with Greg Coppola. ThinkDifferentAgain.art. Stay with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to see humanity go interplanetary, interdimensional. I want to see us build a pro-human universe. But we're going to have to fight for it. We now take you live to the front lines of the information war with Greg Coppola of ThinkDifferentAgain.org and Revelations.live. I'm sure the lottery's pretty good, right?
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Really exciting that you've launched Revelations.live, and we're excited you're here talking about it. I want you to get some into that, but get back into this, not vertical integration, but horizontal integration, and the chance if people start supporting other platforms to really take the power away from big tech, just like our ancestors left countries that weren't as free or places that weren't as free to try to build something that was freer. Doesn't mean we didn't bring the problems with us. Didn't mean that we created a utopia, but it did create something better. And so that process is happening now. Let's talk about it.
Well, I've been like studying a variety of different topics, and I think, you know, one interesting thing is that the Amazon assistant has a lot more market share than the Google assistant. And it's interesting because Amazon even tried to do less of a vertically integrated product than Google, which is to say that they tried to have more of a platform that farms out the work to other people than Google's, I think, approach was more like, we're very smart, but we have a lot of expertise in-house. Let's try to do most of the stuff in-house. And I would say that Amazon has worked better. And I think internally, the reasons for this are they've actually been known since really the 1970s. I think there was a book called The Mythical Man Month, which is called The Bible of Software Engineering, and it was written in 1975 by Frederick Brooks. And I've been reviewing books back till then to kind of understand what's going on. And it starts with the assumption that I've noticed that Google Assistant language understanding isn't really any better in 2020 than it was in 2012. So I would contend there's been 8 years of stagnation there. And as I reflected on the experience, I started to look back in history for what might be known about software teams. And we find that software teams have a difficulty in growing because of the communication costs are so high. It costs a lot to onboard somebody, and then it costs a lot to keep them in the loop. So the original way this manifested was that they noticed that when you add new engineers to a late project, it would usually just make it later. And that's because it costs so much communication to bring them on board. If they can't contribute, you've lost rather than gained by having more people. And, you know, a corollary for this is that companies can really only grow to a certain size before, like, there's just too much time wasted on communication. And this is something Steve Jobs really understood. He's an engineering hero of mine. I mean, I obviously we all have many sides to us, but he's an engineering hero of mine for sure. And he would always cite this this book called The Mythical Man Month. Now, I have this, like, quip in my mind that maybe Google threw out all their copies because it had the word man in it. And then they forgot the lesson.
Yeah, that's the whole attack on humanity itself. But please continue.
Well, it is interesting to think, though, once upon a time they had the word manpower, because if you really, let's say you were like had lumberjacks chopping down the forest, like that was, the lumberjacks really were the manpower, whereas now the engineers are programming the computers. So it's almost like even an entry level, even a child who's just learned to use a computer is almost like a manager of people chopping wood. Or like if you think about a construction site, you know, no one ever walks off the ground floor of a construction site and then starts their own construction site. But tech is very different. So there's a number of reasons for that. But tech really does favor, I think, I wouldn't say single people in their garage, but there's, you know, even in 1975, they were already asking, well, if all the new products really start in garages, like Hewlett-Packard did in 1939, that was the first garage that started the whole thing.
And you really hit on something here. They want AI to take over. Because these big centralized things like Yahoo or others start declining, so they keep imagining some mythic AI that they program that will consolidate it and run it all for them. But then it goes back to social control, wanting us to behave a certain way so the AI can control us. So it's really kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah, I don't think there's been much technological advancement in the last decade. And this is something Peter Thiel, who's one of my favorite software philosophers, he brings up. He distinguishes two axes of development, what he calls technology on the vertical axis, and he says globalization on the x-axis. Technology means that you learn to do something that you've never been able to do before, and globalization means you just take that and you port it somewhere else. So like the first time the television was invented, that's technology. The first time it was made in Japan, that's globalization. I would generalize that to say there's two axes in general. There's technology, and then there's kind of like business operations. And I think what we've seen mostly for the past decade is business operations based on the technology that was in the decade before that.
Sure, and I don't think we want global adoption of centralized AI systems. That's the goal. That will kill innovation from the beginning. I mean, it's one thing if people want to adopt something and adopt something better later, but this globalist system wants to make global adoption forced and then make it basically be a separated civilization.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but I do think that there's a certain level at which vertical integration doesn't work, because, like, imagine, like, what most people would say about the Google Assistant is that they have very good speech recognition, but they don't have very good language understanding, and so there's no way, like, for the speech recognition to sort of be reused if, you know, if you have 10 different projects and one is failing, that could lead to the failure of all of them.
Sure, what I'm talking about is with a global social score, forced adoption of certain systems over others. Fundamentally, the modern globalist system actually doesn't want to have classical globalization or adoption because something works and is superior. They want a forced tyranny through the very architecture of it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I see it mostly manifesting as just attacks on the supply chain, including the rule of law. I mean, that's part of the supply chain normally of starting a new business or, you know, being able to go to like a city like LA or New York or San Francisco, you know, I mean, it's, you know, and travel around safely. You know, just we have so much of the normal supply chain is not there. If we had the full supply chain, we could easily start.
That's what I'm saying is, and big tech, the way it's set up, is dissolving the regular supply chains and consolidating power. And if we have everybody working from home, then that's not going to build the infrastructure anymore. Complex infrastructures build complex infrastructures. You, quote, simplify infrastructures and say you're trying to cut the carbon of a carbon-based planet, you're actually destroying the infrastructure, creating a new dark age, which is the Club of Rome plan. So I'm projecting the political desires of the establishment rulers onto what you mathematically are looking at as an equation. And I'm saying the two things are different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really here to describe motivations, but I do think that there's a limit to how much vertical integration can work. I mean, otherwise, like, you know, like in 2012, you know, on the Google Assistant, you could set an alarm, and today you can set an alarm, and that's, you know, not what's happened in the meantime, like in 8 years, you know, and like how long are we going to go without any...
The real innovation is social control with the tracking. All the real innovation is we've got the Trojan horse, but the soldiers they're loading into it to enslave us are getting more powerful.
Well, but that's not even really new technology. That's old technology, just used in another way. So that's
no.
Really,
but I'm saying they're rolling out the predatory angles of it now. We're accepting the bad oppressive classical tyrannies that these things deliver to us.
Yeah, I don't know. There's very little interest in like freedom. I mean, I'm in Canada. You know, there's been a big change in the culture from when I was young, when we were sort of in charge, to like now it's more like the government's in charge. There's just a different culture of like...
A technocracy. That's what I'm talking about. So how do you deal with a technocracy that doesn't want innovation, that doesn't want freedom, that wants stagnation, and wants a public taught to just go play video games?
I think, yeah, we are at a decision point. I mean, if we could choose stagnation, it might not... You know, like people have forgotten the classic lessons that of software engineering, I think, in my generation, and like if they're not remembered, you know, it's how I'm not even sure who's going to build. I'm not sure really what the end game is. Like my thesis is like, okay, so Mark Zuckerberg made Facebook at like 18 or whatever. Shouldn't we have many 18-year-olds who are ready to just bursting out and making their own companies, even just trying? I mean, they must be at home, right? Or they must be in the dorm room. Like, what's really stopping them? Unless there's just something like you know, we're lowering our capabilities just overall. At the adult level and at the child level, and that's why we, you know, where are the 18-year-olds that are making their own products? Like,
well, that's it. You're using technology to build things. They're using it to beat themselves over the head, where we do all these micro decisions all day that don't matter. And the technology is designed, as Sean Parker said, to exploit our weaknesses and take over our lives and make us miserable.
Yeah, we should really, you know, I mean, I often say we don't want to stagnate, and people might be thinking like, well, I mean, everything's moving so fast right now, I kind of want to break. But stagnation doesn't mean like that you're hanging out at the lake. Stagnation can manifest itself as just a lot of churn. And for kids, I mean, like we grew up I'm more or less the same age as Mark Zuckerberg, and we grew up in a great age because we had like, you know, in the 90s, let's say, like, I was on DOS computers. They were very simple. I could understand what the program was doing. I could write those programs myself. I used to do that.
You had the old world and the new world, but you got to see behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think, like, with the kids today, like, their phones can do so much, and then the control, like, interface they have on their phone is so weak that there's, like, it must seem like just complete magic what's happening. And, you know, maybe we're not going to get... engineers like
exactly, they're accepting it just as something that's there, like a lake they're going to go swimming in. They're not thinking about what goes into the lake, and so they're becoming cogs of the machine itself, not users of the machine. Let's talk about the launch of this new social network, Revelations.live, and I've got big breaking news. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.